Line updated, Safari updated, ProView being greedy, Google Plus at 2.0, Instapaper now with pretty pagination, and Harry Potter books coming to a Kindle near you. It's Friday, May 11th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to the Friday edition of iWake. First up today is a new version of OS X Lion. So OS X 10.7.4 contains mostly bug fixes and security fixes. Notable changes include it resolves an issue where the reopen window when logging back in setting is always enabled. It improves compatibility with certain British third-party USB keyboards, addresses an issue that may prevent files from being saved to a server, and improves the reliability of copying files to an SMB server. A big security bug was also patched. For those still running Snow Leopard, security update for that system was released, and there have been no reports of these updates, so I'd recommend updating right away. An unmentioned update in OS X 10.7.4 is the inclusion of Retina-sized app icons. So basically just one app icon, and that is that of TextEdit. When the Apple Insider, TextEdit increased greatly to 1024 pixels by 1024 pixels. The file size of the icon also grew from just 209 kilobytes to 1.7 megabytes in the latest update. Other apps also saw their icon file sizes grow, such as Address Book from 279 kilobytes to 484 kilobytes, and the dashboard from 130 to 226 kilobytes. However, these applications do not feature Retina display, 1024 by 1024 pixel icons. The icons certainly indicate that Apple is improving the general icon size and resolution, and perhaps it may just be that they wanted a bigger TextEdit icon because that icon is really granular with the text actually being displayed on the paper. But the biggest talk of all of this is that perhaps Apple is working on a Retina-enabled Mac, and that would be a cool thing for sure. I'm curious when or if Apple will release such a thing. So that's that. They also released, meanwhile, Apple released a Safari update. Safari 5.1.7 contains several improvements, including disabling out-of-date versions of Adobe Flash for security reasons. According to Apple, out-of-date versions of Adobe Flash Player do not include the latest security updates and will be disabled to help keep your Mac safe. If Safari version 5.1.7 detects an out-of-date version of Adobe Flash on your system, you will see a dialog informing you that Flash Player has been disabled. The dialog provides the option to go directly to Adobe's website, where you can download and install an updated version of Flash Player. This is overall a great move by Apple. To ensure Flash doesn't lead to Mac malware, they've just disabled the old versions. Apple has also released an Apple Remote Desktop 3.5.3 client to address general compatibility issues. And finally, Apple has updated the Apple TV to version 5.0.1. No changes have been discovered as of yet for that update. I'll keep you informed as updates come out. In other Apple news out of the update land and into some other news is ProView. They've rejected Apple's settlement offer. According to Apple Insider, Apple offered ProView 100 million yuan, or $16 million, to settle their ongoing dispute over ownership of the iPad name, but ProView rejected this offer. ProView rejected the offer because officials at the company seek $400 million for the rights to the iPad name. ProView apparently seeks that much money to appease its creditors, eight of which are Chinese banks. So, a company that's going bankrupt is looking for more money. What a shocker. I personally would take what I could get, but that's just me. Now onto some app news. First up is a new interface for Google Plus. That is for the iPhone. Hangouts can also be started from your iPhone, a feature previously unavailable. Version 2.0. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, a lot of numbers at the end of this one is out now, and it's a big update to Google Plus. So if you use Google Plus, I'd recommend giving this update a try. Another app news is a nifty app I thought I'd just give a simple plug to. The app is called Sync Row Cam. So Sync Row Cam. The app connects two iOS devices together and facilitates 3D still photography capture. The free app is a fun app to play around with if you're into 3D. Another app news is a major update to Instapaper. Version 4.2 includes many fixes and new features, including new iBook-styled pagination options. Other features include all new fast pagination mode, a complete rewrite from the old pagination code that greatly improves accuracy and page turn speed. You also have new draggable dot bar to replace the scroll bar in pagination mode. There's also a new gesture, a two-finger swipe gesture to close out an article. Full screen now has auto mode to switch to full screen after a few seconds, basically not touching the screen, I'd imagine, is how that would work. The subtle twilight sepia color tint can now be selected at any time. Also added are sharing to drafts and the upcoming Quotebook 2.0. Many bug fixes and performance improvements were included in this update as well. Instapaper is a great app, and this update will make it even more fun to have. The Universal app is $5 and available now. Another fun app to check out is Drafts. I found this app through the Loop Insight. Drafts is the quick, easy way to capture and share ideas on your iPhone or iPod Touch. Drafts reduces the friction between you and that next great tweet, email, to-do, poem, or whatever else strikes your fancy. Drafts opens with a new ready-to-edit draft. Enter your text, tap the Twitter account, action, or whatever you want to do with it, and you're done. Decide you weren't done, that's fine. Drafts will keep your unfinished drafts to come back to later. The app is 99 cents and worth a look. Thanks again to the Loop Insight for pointing this nifty app out. Last up in app news is Adobe. They've made Lightroom 4 available in the Mac App Store. The app is priced at $150 and competes directly with Apple's Aperture program. The price difference is not unsubstantial here. Aperture is priced at $80, while Lightroom is priced at $150, a $70 difference in price, almost the entire cost of Aperture. It is great to see Adobe release this app into the App Store, and I'd hope that they can make the entire Creative Suite available one day, perhaps for CS7 or something like that. But it's very cool to see Adobe take advantage of the App Store, and I hope to see them do it more. And competitor news today is Facebook, and this is the big story today. Facebook unveiling a new app service known as App Center. According to The Verge, the App Center includes both free and paid Facebook apps, as well as HTML5 apps that exist within the Facebook app itself. Android, iOS, and desktop apps will also be included as long as they integrate with Facebook. The App Center launches in a few weeks, but developers who want to beta test paid apps can get started today. The App Center will not compete directly with Apple or Google, since it will send traffic directly into the iOS and Android app stores, but the App Center puts Facebook in a great position to build a premium HTML5 app store, something that Apple and Google haven't done yet. One interesting detail about this App Center is that it won't include top 25 rankings like Apple's iTunes App Store. Instead, every person will see a different App Center based on what apps they'd most likely use. Additionally, success through the App Center is tied to the quality of the app. Facebook said in a blog post that each app gets its own app detail page that includes screenshots, reviews, and ratings, as you probably expect. Apps that get poor ratings from users will no longer be listed. Each app also gets access to new metrics tools from Facebook that lets developers see exactly what age groups are using their apps, how long they're using them for, and other valuable information. An interesting move for sure, and I think ultimately a good move. Apps on Facebook have always been a bit of a mess. It amazes me that people can actually find apps on Facebook in the current situation. If Facebook does this right, it could be a really great thing, and this may be the first time we see a successful HTML5 paid app store. So this is pretty sweet. Another competitor news is Google. They're planning on ripping off Apple's Game Center. Business Insider claims Google is actually developing a native Android app similar to Game Center. Google's flavor will allegedly include a social-based achievement system as well as a leaderboard. This should not shock anybody, as Google loves to take great ideas from Apple and use them as their own. Now, last up today is an exciting announcement for Harry Potter fans especially. According to Engadget, Amazon is getting all of the Harry Potter books for their lending library. Thanks to a new agreement with Pottermore, on June 19th, the entire 7-book collection will be among the 140,000-plus books you can grab for free, provided that you're an Amazon Prime member. If you forked over the $79 yearly membership fee, you'll have no due date or waiting, and all your highlights and bookmarks will be saved if you need to reborrow it at a later time. Unlike your local library, you can only take out one at a time. For many, that $79 a year membership just paid off with these Harry Potter books. Something to note here is you will need a physical Kindle to access the lending library. Harry Potter is a great series, and it is awesome and somewhat surprising that Kindle users now have free access to the entire series. Before closing out the show today, I want to remind everyone that I Wake Again is airing tomorrow. I Wake Again is for those that really appreciate I Wake and want more of it. I love you all for listening and watching, but those that subscribe to I Wake Again are, well, extra awesome. The $10 a month subscription gives you a 30-minute audio show every Saturday as a way to wake up to I Wake Again, and it provides you a way to pay for the Monday through Friday show that most of you get for free. So don't be a freeloader. Help out, support the show by becoming an I Wake Again subscriber. If you'd like to join the I Wake Again community, head on over to iwakepodcast.com/again. Once again, to sign up, head over to iwakepodcast.com/again. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. That will do this week for some of us, but not everyone. If you're an I Wake Again subscriber, I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Talk to everyone else on Monday. Have a great weekend. Aloha.